Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group, the groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All right. Like I said, it's time to give up. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lawless Radio, home of the unsigned underground independent artists. You're now tuned in to Bucking Off with Buck. Yes, that is me. I am Buck. I am coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia, where it is a bit of a mild 49 degrees in the shade right now. Here at Lawless Radio, we represent all of our unsigned, independent, underground artists, musicians, comedians, poets. If you'd like to have your talent put on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com, submit your music, follow the instructions, and let's get you out there. All right, like I said, this is what we do. We support our artists. So let me start out with one right quick. Piano Man, J. Kale, I Don't Even Do.
Damn.
Yo, bruh, did you see her? Hell yeah. Did you see her, man? Yeah, I'm going in there and get her, man. But, hey, man, ain't no questions, ain't no buts. I'm going in there, and I'm getting that girl. Bruh, do you know where we at? I know, but did you see her? Yeah, you tripping, man. That's all I want to know, did you see that girl? Yeah, I saw her. Yeah. I'm going in there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get her. All
right.
And let's see in
Let me see you.
Yeah, I am. Welcome back, everybody, to Lawless Radio. This is Bucking Off a Buck. Y'all got to forgive me. I'm a little run down. I'm a little tired. Patrice was gone for the entire week, and I've been here with the children. And as far as, you know, getting them up in the morning, getting them dressed, getting them breakfast, getting them to school, picking them up from school, helping them with homework, getting dinner, getting them bathed and cleaned so they can get into bed, and then just repeat it all the way through the entire week. And I'm a little drained, you know, so my hat's off to my lovely lady for doing that, always tending to the children. I'm mostly the disciplinarian, you know. They only call me when it's serious, you know what I'm saying? It's time for some action. That's when daddy stepped in. So I have had my super daddy cape on all week, and I'm a little burned out. If y'all can hear it in my voice, I am. I mean, honestly, I'm tired. I mean, this is more than having a job, you know. And Buck like Tommy, he ain't got no job. So I am. I'm gonna do the best I can today. All right, y'all. Got a new pope. I don't know if anybody's been paying attention, but yes, there's a new pope. So my condolences to everybody within the sound of my voice who have been sending their resumes to the Vatican City for the position of Pope. Like I say, it don't hurt to try. What's the least they can say? No, thank you. So my condolences to those who try it. Better luck next time. That's all I can tell you. I had posted something on Facebook a while ago. I was asking if anybody believed in ghosts, and a lot of people didn't. I can't say I don't understand why, because I'm a witness. I've seen some spooked out crap, man. I'm telling you, it'll make the average man have to change their underwear. I'm gonna put it to you like that. What the things I've seen, you know, I don't want to go into too great detail, man, but I'm just say ghosts are real, you know. And you know, Catrice has been going all week, so I like to watch, you know, paranormal shows, you know, the ghost story TV programs, you know. That's kind of my thing, you know what I'm saying? And I don't get a chance to watch it that much because, you know, it spooks the hell out of Catrice, you know. So, you know, I can't watch my show, you know. So while she was gone, oh man, I was watching the hell out of some ghost story shows, the Ghost Hunter reality shows and all that, man, you know. And I guess I got a little too deep because I spooked the hell out of my damn self. Yeah, I went to bed with the lights on last night, and I woke up this morning with the lights on last night. The lamp on the nightstand, the hallway light, and the bathroom light, which is right there by the bedroom door, you know. So yeah, I guess I just need to be careful not to spook the hell out of myself. So anybody out there got a ghost story? 646-478-5209. If you don't even believe in ghosts, 646-478-5209. All right. I got a comedian out there that's going to be coming on to the show. I was trying to save it as a surprise, but, you know, it's always best and polite to prep for your guests. So just want to let them know you are coming. And but for right now, there's a new joint out here by J. Kill. And I'm a J. Kill fan. I don't know if anybody wants to dispute that or not, but I am a J. Cale fan, so I'm going to play this new joint by J. Cale, and then I'm coming right back, and then we're going to have a little fun. So y'all hold tight. J. Cale. Quick pick for the day, triple fours, 444. That's your three-digit quick pick for the day. Try it. See what happens. I don't care. All right. All right, y'all. Like I said, I got a guest out here, funny brother, I believe out of Kansas City, Kansas, a brother named Mike Smith. Mike, are you there, my man? Talk to me.
I'm here, bro. I'm here. How you doing, man?
I'm here.
What's up, ATL? Yeah.
Right on. Right on. Right on. Right on. ACL and all the Lawless fans nationwide, my man. How you doing today? Yes, sir.
Man,
yes,
good,
sir.
Bro.
If you got a computer, you an ear distance of Lawless Radio. Well, that's good. So did I get that right? You out of Kansas City, Kansas?
Yeah, bro. I mean, you know, this is the KC area. I've been back and forth between Missouri and Kansas. So, you know, it's KC, you know, here. But everybody outside of here, you know, they want us to distinguish between KCK, KCMO. We just call it Kansas City here. So, yeah, that's where I'm at, bro.
Well, all I know is y'all got some good barbecue. I can't, you know, fight about that. So I'm gonna let that ride.
That's our thing here, man. There's nobody that can mess with us on the barbecue, and that's real talk. We got the best barbecue in the world. We ain't got Jack Hills. We got some good barbecue.
Right on. I guess that's why they call it KC Masterpiece.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, that's for sure. Yep. That's the only thing
man.
We known for too, and we gonna hold that title forever. We ain't known for nothing else in Kansas City except for the Wizard of Oz. And just when we took that stereotype, they brought out another damn movie to remind us that we ain't got nothing but barbecue here in Kansas City.
Oh
so,
man. Oh,
it's
wow,
all good,
yeah.
Bro.
That's cool.
We got
the Big Apple.
We got good. Oh, go ahead.
The Big Apple, the Windy City, and the Barbecue Sauce City. I like that. I like that.
Nah,
yeah.
Don't call it the Barbecue Sauce City.
Much love, much love, much love.
It's all good.
So how long you been doing comedy, man?
I've been in the game a decade, 10 years. I get out on the road. I travel. I try to go hard. Yeah, I try to go hard. I got my start in Kansas City about 3 years in. I was on BET's Comic View. A lot of brothers will, you know, a lot of cats will lie about their credits. You know, I'll lie about my credits, man. I did what it did.
Yeah.
And, it just made me work hard because just when you thought you was about to do it, it didn't get done. So it was just one of life's reminders that, you know, there's nothing that's going to be given to you. You are going to have to earn everything you get out here. So that's the lesson it taught me. I did that. But, if people want to check that out, they can go to MikeYouLaugh.com. That's MikeYouLaugh, MikeYouLaugh.com. And they can play my BET performance. It might come on, it might not come on, due to how the Viacom feeling tonight. Sometimes it can play, and sometimes it won't. But Viacom is like, we on the rights to that. You know, I'm like, I can't even show myself. They like, sometimes maybe not. So it depends on how the type of mood they're in. But, yeah, you can go on there, check that out. I got other videos on there because when I travel, I record my shows and I post them on my website. So that, you know, people can get a little insight into my type of humor. So
Yeah.
I do my thing, bro.
Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. I'm glad to hear that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of folks just think stuff's supposed to come to them. You know what I'm saying? You still got girls in the projects waiting for a doctor to come knock on the door. You know, or just say, come on, let's go get married. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to earn that. You know what I'm saying? That's,
you got to
a lot
earn
of folks,
it, bro.
A lot of folks don't. Yeah, you know, a lot of folks want to steal it. You know, but it won't last long if you go it that way. You know what I'm saying? If you do it that way, it will not last long at all. It won't last long.
It won't. You won't learn to appreciate it, and that's the thing about it.
There you go, man. That's right.
That's one thing about being on the road. You know, people are like, people are like, when you gonna blow up, man? When you gonna blow up? I'm like, bro, I'm eating, I'm learning, and I'm doing my thing. And the things that I do. You know, it's not like other comics, man. I don't just hit the stage. I'll book the show. I'll rent the theater. I'll rent the club, the bar, whatever I got to do. I'll rent it and pay another couple of comics to come in and do it with me. and we take that money and we move on to the next city. But that's just, that's how I do. I mean, you know, when the comedy clubs want to book me, I go there and I do my thing. So, you know, that's how we get down, bro. That's how I get down, man.
Speaking of comedy club bookings, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Is it true? Now, you say you've been on BET Comedy Jam, Def Comedy Jam. Not Def Comedy Jam.
Comic View.
Man, no, I didn't mess that up. I messed that up big time. All right. Now, is it true? Because I always hear comedians when they own Comic View, they say, no, BET ain't paid me nothing to do this. They just gave me a plate of chicken. So is that true, BET cheat you like that, man?
Nah, what it is, you get your money. they just not going to continuously pay you, which means you're not going to get residuals on that. You know, it's like they give you a one-time check. They gave me a one-time check. That money was spent before I got back to Kansas City, bro. I was like, oh, okay, that's a nice size check. What about the hotel? They was like, take that out the check. I was like, what? I said, well, what about the plane ticket? They was like, take that out the check. By the time I got to Kansas City, people was like, well, how much they pay you? I said, shut up, don't ask me that. Because I'm sensitive about that, man. Don't ask me. Because that's just how it was. And that was the reality of it, bro.
Wow.
But what you do, you know, you can parlay that. You know, you can take that. Take that clip, that footage. You can, you know, I put it on my DVD. You know, I sell CDs and DVDs after the show, you know. So, you know, I put it on there so that people could see that and they would know that, you know, okay, it's not necessarily a legitimizing thing, but it's just to let people know that, you know, in my opinion, I'll put myself out there and I'll try to show people that, you know, I want to make you laugh when you come out to the show. You know, and that kind of shows them that, oh, okay, well, he is at least, you know, hey, he got on TV. If they ever let me back, you know, I think I've learned that I could probably do a whole lot better, you know, if they ever let me back on there, Comedy Central, whatever. But, you know, I put that on my CD and my DVD. I sell it after the show. So even though BET, you know, paid me, you know, a small amount, guess what? I'm still pimping that thing, you know. So,
exactly, yeah. Yeah. I was just gonna say you probably getting something bigger than just that little check in return for doing. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that. That's cool. That's cool. I can deal with that.
Yeah, it's cool, bro. You know, I can't complain. I'm blessed to be doing what I'm doing. Anytime you're able to do what you love and can chase your dream and make money at the same time, you're winning. You are. Because so many people are stuck out in the parameters of the 9-to-5 world every day. Wake up miserable in the morning, pissed off because they got to go to work for this no good boss, or work with these people that they can't stand in the job, not paying them what they want. And then at the end of the week or two, you know, they got to give all the money up to bills, you know, and it's just an endless cycle of that. In comedy, I get to get on the road, man. I get to observe. I get to think. I get to put that out on the stage, and I get to make people laugh because it's good medicine for them. And as an artist, I love putting it out there like that. So I get to chase my dream and do what I love, bro. So I'm blessed, period.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes, yes, you are, because I've never had a job that I liked. I've never had a job that I liked. Man, you like doing this? Man, it's fun. We in two different minefields, player. There's nothing fun about this. You know, I've had a job since I was 15 years old. I'm 49. This is actually this right here, what I'm doing now. This is the only thing that I've ever done that I really enjoy. You know, being
a
host
right
here on Lawless Radio. You know what I'm saying? This is great. That and ironing my kids' clothes for school the next day. But you know, that's something.
Hey, you know what? That's cool because you want your shorties to leave the house repping you and looking crispy. You know, I love that. Love ironing my kids' clothes, man. Sending them off to school looking crispy.
See there? There we go. That's a parent, man. That's a parent.
Yeah, bro.
That's what I grew up on. You know, my mama used to tell me, when you out there in the street, you're not representing you. You representing me. I was representing her by me being, you know, what I was and walking the ways I was. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
I wasn't out there shooting nobody. You know what I'm saying? Sticking people up. You know what I mean? I mean, I, but anyway, you represent the parent, you know what I'm saying? And that's where Tyler comes from. It comes from decent parents. And all these kids taking guns and knives and all that stuff to school, man, I can't get down with that, man. I believe that all comes starting at the parenting, man. I mean, for real, for real. I'm glad to hear you said that.
Oh, yeah, it does. It starts at the parenting because, you know, as a parent, honestly, I didn't even know what love was until I had kids. You know, I thought
exactly.
I had been in love before. But once you have your kids, you look at your kids and you're like, you know what, there's nobody in this world that I would do for the way I would do for my offspring. And so that means, you know, getting them up, ironing their clothes, getting them out of school. Because people are going to say, man, look at Buck's raggedy-ass kids, man. He don't make
yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I'm like, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying? They're going to look at that, and they're going to say that. And, you know, even if it means, you know, some of y'all out there posting pictures of your newborn kids on Facebook, well, you know them kids ain't photogenic like that yet. You don't have to do that. You know, protect your kids. You know, protect your kids. You know, good damn well. My youngest son is beautiful. He's a beautiful kid. My kids on the cover of my Facebook page. You look on there. I got beautiful kids, man. But my youngest son, when he first came out, bro, he just wasn't ready for the camera yet. And I wasn't going to do him
yeah.
like that. You know,
yeah.
people ask me, man, how come you ain't posting no pictures of your newborn? I'm like, because that little dude ain't ready for that yet, man. He had patches in his head, man. He wasn't ready for that. So I didn't do that. I waited until his hair grew in, if he was photogenic, I could put a little water on it and curl it up a little bit so he looked good, look
yeah.
raggedy.
That's real.
Yeah,
man.
You
yeah.
know.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
That's all in parenting. So.
Wow.
Yeah, bro.
I can just imagine you probably get quite a bit of material from your children.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I'm quite sure. Cause, yeah, mine,
you do.
Mine pretty much
yeah.
cracked me up, you know. And also another thing, I don't want to get too deep with you on it, but one thing I noticed about some comedians, but I'm not getting that feedback from you, is like a lot of comedians, they always had like horrible childhoods or something like that, or just horrendous things that happened to them in their life. And they flip it and they make it so, like Kevin Hart with the whole thing with his daddy being a crackhead. You know, and they take that horribleness in their life and they flip it and they turn it into laughter. You know what I'm saying? I think that's great. You know, for all comedians that do that, you know, you don't let it get you down. Just flip it. You know what I'm saying? Flip it for real.
Oh yeah, well,
for real.
Mine takes the cake, man. You know, cash crackhead. Yeah,
don't share it. The mic is yours if you want it, brother.
Oh yeah, mine takes the cake, man. 10 years in the joint. Bam.
Oh,
there
wow.
it is. That's what I did. Yep. I got people. Yeah, I got brothers out there nationwide that know me. I got shout out to my homeboy in the ATL, Dwayne Tate, my boy Issa. My boy Issa,
uh-huh.
he was locked up with me in Kansas, my homeboy. In fact, on my Facebook page, in my pictures, I got a picture of all of us sitting in the joint. I used to have a big old giant throat. But 10 years in, bro, and that's what, you know, when I was down, when I was doing that, you know, I would pray that God would help me find my niche. Help me find something. I got my barber's license in there. Learned how to cut hair, and I cut
wow.
hair to this day. When I'm in town, I cut hair, I prayed to find my niche. And when I first got out, I was working in a beauty salon with all women, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot in that year of working every single day with those women, because women talk a lot of stuff.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Bro. Yeah. After a while, I couldn't take it no more, so I started giving it back to them. You know, we go blow for blow every day, every single day. And they was like, you know what, you need to get on stage with that stuff. And they
yeah.
suggested that I go to open mic. I went to open mic, did my thing, loved it, kept doing it ever since, man. But, yeah, that 10 years in prison, that's what made me want to get out and laugh, because I had been pissed off. I had been angered. I did all that, man. You know,
yeah.
so it's time out for that now. It's just time to have a good time and enjoy life, you know. I mean, because it's very short. And when you do 10 years, bro, you start to appreciate just how short life is,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
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 It's how precious it is. You do anything for your freedom. So that's me, bro.
Wow.
All right. That's my story, and I haven't even taken that to the stage yet. You know, that'll come
after.
Yeah, bro, that'll come later. You know, if I'm blessed to do what I intend on doing. If I'm blessed to do what I'm intending on doing with this comedy, people will hear this story one day, bro, and they'll understand that, you know what, it doesn't matter where life takes you, how it beats you down. You know, if you wake up the next day, you have an opportunity to flip it. You do, no matter how long it's going to take. It took me 10 years in there, you know, but I got out and I flipped that. You know, it didn't hold me back. That has to be your motivation. You lose 10, you better try to make up for it.
Show you right. Hey, Mike, look here. Hold tight, man. I'm going to play some music, man. And when I come back, I want to you step in here and tell me about where you're going to be performing next and see if we can get some of that out there. But I'll be right back. I'm going to play Bad Girls by B.J. Bowers. Hold tight.
Bad girls, all these bad girls, them little bad girls, whole lot of bad girls, all these bad girls, all these bad girls, whole lot of bad girls, ain't they bad girls?
First off, I got me a bad girl, and for a while now I had her. Thought she was the baddest, then I saw one better. My girl, she loved me, and I love her back, but these voices in my ear keep trying to get me to act up. I swear it was terror. Everywhere I go, I see another. Guarantee she hears it from her mother. Baby, all this temptation, I can't fight it. No, how I'm supposed to be
that I like them B-A-D.
I like them bad. And that girl, she's bad. Her and her friends don't listen to no one. She do whatever she wants. Temptation, I can't fight it.
Back to Lawless Radio. Was bucking off with Buck, and yes, I am Buck. Bucking off is being brought to you in part by It's About You and Me, LLC, where they specialize in life coaching, relationship coaching, marriage counseling, and romantic therapy. So go to their website, It's about you and me, LLC.com. Check them out. Get your life together. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm being interrupted by a lawless intern right now. Oh, man. Shout out to our lawless entertainment interns we got around here. Tonight's lawless dinner menu is meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and gravy. we got comedian Mike Smith on the line with us. Mike, you still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
All right. I'm sorry. I got this intern in here, man. He won't let me be. Mike, real quick, where are you going to be performing at up and coming, my man?
Okay, next week I'll be at the Looney Bin Comedy Club in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm not headlining. I'm actually featuring. But this is people come out. It's serious because, you know, whoever's going to be behind me, they're going to have problems. And that's just the way I put it out there. Sometimes you got club owners, you know, and I'll just put it out there. They put you on the shelf because they might not like your attitude, or they might not like the fact that you won't, you know, accept a certain amount of money. And it's like, nah, bro, I can't eat with that. And shame on you for trying to give me those crumbs like
shame
that.
On you.
So you, yeah, for real, you know, knowing you're making 10 times the amount, which is your right in America to do so, but still, you know, hey, let me eat and pay me my value. But I'll be in Little Rock, Arkansas, at the Looney Bin next week. Week after that, I will be in Wichita at the Looney Bin Comedy Club as well. And then after that, man, I go to DK's Lounge and peep this. It's in Williston, North Dakota. And what people don't understand about Williston, peep game. Get hip. Google Williston, North Dakota. It's one of the it might be the fastest growing economy in the country because they got a huge oil boom up there. They did a special on it. They did Williston, W-I-L-L-I-S-T-O-N, Williston, North Dakota. Man, the oil boom up there is sick. It's sick. Hotel rooms up there went from like $29 a night to like $200 and something a night over the course of 6 months. They did a special on 60 Minutes. This is what you got to do to be ahead of the game in comedy. You see something about Williston, North Dakota on 60 Minutes, you know what you do? You start contacting spots in Williston, North Dakota going, look, man, go to my website. Go to my website. If you like it, book me. Let's do a show and let's get this cake. And you get them people out there. If you're paying $200 and something a night for a room at the Shady Lady Motel, then you show spend, you know what I'm saying? You can show spend $20 to come see your boy Mike Smith. You see, it's like that, bro, and that's what you got to do. And after that, this is how I grind, bro. I'll be in Williston, North Dakota. Then I go down to Brookings, South Dakota, and there's a grill, a bar and grill. What's a bar? And it's in the Days Inn in Brookings, South Dakota, man. And that's what you do. You go to, man, I'm telling you, 300 people in Brookings, South Dakota is just as good as 300 people in Atlanta, 300 people in Chicago, Dallas, wherever, because there's 300 people that have paid money to see you, bro.
Wow.
And so you get out there and you get it like that. You get on the road. That's how you get your name on there. More people go to your website. They like your stuff. Next thing you know, you got something to send out to bigger names or to bigger people or bigger bookers or bigger agents. You know, I'm a work in progress, and I'm doing it from the ground up, and I'm doing it all by myself. You know, I got friends that are doing, one of my really good friends in comedy, Chris Porter, he's about to blow up. Comedy Central is giving him a whole hour special. He's taping it here in Kansas City on 420. On 420 at the Poly.
Got me.
Exactly. He's filming it here on 420 at the Folly Theater, and it'll probably air sometime at the end of the summer. And he's doing a whole hour on Comedy Central. I just worked with him last week in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's my guy. But see, I don't go around asking for handouts because, in my opinion, if Chris can do it, I can do it.
You can do it, exactly,
That's right, bro. If Eddie Griffin came out of Kansas City, I can come out of Kansas City. And that's just the attitude you have to take. That's what that 10 years in prison will do. It'll harden you and make you realize you can do anything that the next dude does. I can't go out and join the Kansas City Chiefs because I can't physically compete like that. But if it comes to thinking my way through some stuff, yeah, put me up against anybody, bro. I don't care. Let's get it done. Why not?
I like that.
You have
to
be ambitious.
I like that.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You have to. You have to. The next person is just as ambitious, and they can run away with your blessing. Hey,
that's
check
right.
it out. I want to bring Mel Lawless in. Let me get a chance to shout out to you, man. Mel, you there?
Hey, Mel.
Okay. This actually Mississippi.
Oh, this Mississippi. This Mississippi. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How you doing, Mississippi?
Actually,
good evening, brother.
Actually, yeah. And actually, what Comedian Mike was talking about, I have heard of Williston, North Dakota, somewhere. When is it? Was it a? It was a boxing match or a basketball game that went on there. I remember. I know that name, Williston, North Dakota. It was something that happened there.
It might be North Dakota State there, too. It's either Brookings.
Yeah.
It might be in Brookings, South Dakota. It might be in Brookings. But Williston, you might have heard of Williston because, like I said, man, it's going through the economic boom right now. People flocking to Williston. They right. Yeah,
because,
as we speak, there are people on the highway driving up there.
Something happened in Williston, North Dakota. It was something I remember because I'm a very good – they used to call me Geo in college because I was a good geography player. So I knew it was something
Geo,
in Williston, and I know it's something. I mean, I know it's Pierre, North Dakota, South Dakota. I know South Dakota is where they got the presidents, the Mount Rushmore, and all that.
Yeah, and the Black Hill Mountains.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Good
that's
spot
that's
to go visit.
That, Pierre, South Dakota, and what's the name? North Dakota. What's the capital of North Dakota?
Bismarck.
Bismarck, yeah. Okay, I'm going to put you on the line with my bae. This, he going to mail Lawless.
Hello, guys. How are y'all tonight?
Hello,
hey,
Mississippi, babe. What's up? What's going on?
Not too
what's
much.
Up, home, girl?
Enjoying the show. I've been waiting on Mike to get on a couple
right.
days now. So I'm glad to hear from you, Mike, representing our town, KC.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. I'm glad to have him here. I really am. And I wanted to bring you on so you can throw some love. And I wanted to say thank you for setting this up. And Mel is doing a hell of a thing over here at Lawless Radio. And,
yeah,
I'm
Mel left us. She done moved to Wisconsin.
West Coast.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody would leave Kansas City to move to Wisconsin, but, hey, God bless you. I'm sure that was some reason.
Hey, man, you might not know this, but we got more blacks than y'all.
Oh, yeah, black cows, yeah. Yeah, no,
they got way more blacks than us. You said where?
He's in Wisconsin, and he's in.
I don't understand why y'all be disrespecting us.
Ah, we don't disrespect y'all, bro. I just don't understand.
I'm saying you're Milwaukee got more blacks than y'all. I know a lot of folks don't believe that because before she come up here, she was like,
"Nah, I think your deal is off on that one, bro. We got a lot of brothers here."
Yeah, hold tight. Mississippi, everybody loves Wisconsin because they got great cheese. Hey, look here, Mike. I appreciate you coming on, man. You are more than welcome.
I love Wisconsin cheese, bro. Hey, on the real, I love Wisconsin because they got Madison, Wisconsin. They got the comedy club on State Street, which is actually one of the best comedy clubs in America. And it's in Wisconsin. The real beautiful thing about Madison, Wisconsin, is they got extremely relaxed laws on weed. So you can ride around Wisconsin and feel fantastic.
Oh, well, I got to get back to Wisconsin, you know. Damn, I ain't been in
right.
a little while. Okay, so much love, Mississippi, to the great state of Wisconsin. All right, Mike,
yes,
look here, man. Like you can keep listening or join in or what have you, but I got to play some music, man. I thank you for coming on. You're more than welcome to come back anytime you get ready, and we're going to be looking out for you. What is it, MikeYouLaugh.com? Is that what it was?
That's right, MikeYouLaugh.com. You can go on there, see my comedy clips, listen to some audio, give me feedback. Thank you, bro.
Hey, no, thank you, my man, and continue to keep doing it. All right, y'all, let me play some music right quick. This is going to be Throw It Up with B.A. Crazy and Piano Man.
Double L salute, what do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute,
Piano Man.
What do you do?
We better hurt him with this.
Double L salute, what do you do?
We throw it up,
it's the lawless world.
Double L salute,
what do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up.
B.A. Crazy,
Mark Dawg.
Fiesta, ooh, 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 like a Havana. Saturday, on the white beaches, a basket of mangoes and some fresh peaches. Wipe my face and sip my margarita. Turn to my left, saw this hot Latina. Stood up, took my shirt off and showed my chest. The one she gave me was like, damn, you're the best. Looked again, noticed her body was banging. Booty different side to side, I'm swinging and swinging. She got it like, come on over. I moved in right on over. Came together like two birds in a pond. A different fairy was waving a magical wand. Grabbed the lotion and rubbed it on her body. Trying to heat it up before we started the party. She whispered, take it a poppy. I'm like, I'm the end, mommy.
Fiesta, Havana, Fiesta, Caliente, Caliente, Havana, Fiesta, Havana, Fiesta, Caliente, Caliente, Havana.
Yeah, more ladies than I'm focusing. There were African, Asian, and Peruvian. Walked up like they owned the world, crowded around me. We enjoyed your girl. Gave him lotion, they began rubbing, surrounded by hundreds and receiving loving. Trying to act right, acting straight. Back to my room, baby, can't wait. Wanna grab you and heat you inside up. Gotta be the good till the sun comes up. The chick gon' have your ass messed up. Your girl's gon' be like she's up. I came to get your butt in gear. Nelly said it's best, it's hot in here. Take it all off, shoot, I don't mind. The flashy lights, it's party time.
Yes, sir. Oh,
a lot of things that you wouldn't suspect of
preacher's child to do. And no, I didn't have anything to do with it. I didn't influence him to do a doggone thing. so I think the chairman and I here of Lawless Radio, I think we need to put our heads together. Everyone here, let's put our heads together and come up with our own reality show. Let it be known, Lawless Reality. That's it right there, Lawless Reality. We got all of our radio hosts here, and of course we got our main two biggest Lawless Radio supporters. I'm gonna bring Mississippi in. Is this Mississippi?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so like I was saying, we got a new reality show called Preacher's Daughters, and I want to try for us to get our own reality show. Let it be known, Lawless Reality. You know, it has all of our hosts, the Monday to Friday hosts, as well as our two biggest Lawless supporters that are on the line right now.
That's me. That's Mississippi Red and Mel Lawless.
Boy, you sure can read mine. Lord have mercy.
Did you hear what he said? She agreed to it. So Mel Lawless and Mississippi Red.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, let's try and put our heads together and come up with our own reality show. Because actually, I'm going to be honest, after Amish Mafia, I was done. But now, this here, Preacher's Daughters, I'm blown away. Mississippi, hold tight, Mississippi. I want to bring Catrice. Catrice, you have been missed, and we're just so glad to have you back. Catrice, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Oh, man, I am great. Did I catch you off guard? I'm sorry.
No. I was trying to make sure I had the TV going. I didn't want to be rude. Be one of them crazy in the background. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, it's all right. Scandal isn't on just yet, so it's okay.
No. It's a rerun anyway, so.
Oh, well, thanks for letting the cat out the bag. That we appreciate.
Right. What's going on, Mississippi Red and Mel Lawless?
I got them on hold. I was trying to get. I thought you were going to comment on the Preacher's Daughter reality show that's coming out.
Yeah, I'm with you on a lot of this reality because if you can have Amish Mafia and it was some crazy the Schmo, Joe Schmo. Now how does this idiot not know this is a game on him?
It's a fake TV show or something like that.
We could definitely have Lawless Reality. But that preacher's daughter, man, in my opinion, I'm just gonna say I think we just draw the line. There's some things you just don't do. Now you're gonna explore all these preachers. And they lives, because you know they're going to get in the preacher's lives. Unless these grown women.
Yeah, you're right about that. And, hey, you never know. We just might see Creflo Dollar's daughter out there. I don't know if anybody knows, but Creflo Dollar is this mega church preacher down here in Atlanta. And I think he got locked up, but, you know, he got out and on bail and all that, blah, blah, blah. But he had a little conflict with his daughter, and I think he slapped the hell out of her. And I applaud that. Do not spare the rod. Hey, listen, y'all. It is going on 1 minute before 10, and that's my time. Listen, I want to let y'all know that Lawless Radio has something every night of the week for you. On Tuesday nights, there's Nikki Outlaw from 8 to 9:30. On Wednesday nights, there's the chairman, Grit Grind. TL, he is on from 8 to 10. And then on Thursday, hey, that's me, Bucking Off with Buck, every Thursday from 9 to 10 p.m. And then you have Dr. Lynette Buckhalter with the midday release on noon Friday. Get your midday release. get together for your get yourself together for the weekend. All right, y'all, that's gonna do it. And I appreciate everybody that was here. Mike Smith, of course, Mississippi Red, Catrice coming in, and as always, the lovely Mel Lawless. Thank you what you do. My hats off to you. I appreciate you. I love you. Everybody, y'all do what you can and don't give up. I will catch y'all next week, same time, and we will have fun. This is Running, Donnie Williams. Good night, everybody.
Make a way, yeah. keep on running.